Sunshine Coast councillors are gathering in Maroochydore for their first meeting of the year, just 2 months out from the next local government election. At today's meeting, councillors are set to be updated on the planning, design, development and delivery of the Mooloolaba Foreshore Revitalisation Project and to decide if the council's CEO will be allowed to finalise the tender process for stage two of the project while the council is in election caretaker mode from January 29. Stage two of the project includes the new central meeting place with plans to replace the existing loo with a view and to build a new tiered seawall on the beachfront. Councillors will also consider a proposal to establish two community reference groups. UniSC researchers have shared some tips on how parents can navigate and assist with their stressed or worried child before they head back to school next week. A new study published in the Brain Imaging and Behaviour Journal has revealed students transitioning from primary to high school can find this time particularly difficult, making them more prone to psychological distress. Research fellow Dr. Amanda Boyes telling Seven.
We know that there's lots of changes happening in your brain. We know that there's lots of changes happening with your mental health, and they're also going through big life changes like starting at a new school, starting in grade 7.
Parents are being advised to speak to their children about their worries. Popular music festival Groovin' the Moo will return to the coast later this year, but to a new venue. It'll now be held at Sunshine Coast Stadium after the fields at Kiwanis Sports Western Precinct were left a muddy mess following last year's event, which was attended by thousands of people. And the next intake of medical interns are about to begin work at the Sunshine Coast University Hospital after years of study. The 73 next generation doctors are currently completing their orientation week.